All right, on this episode of the Gold Standard Podcast, I talk with my good friend, Pat Forrest, who I've been lucky enough to be training with for the past 6 weeks, and I'm going to get the chance to see what a summer workout for a D1 track athlete is all about. Pat's a 400 runner at Virginia Tech, and as I'm more of an endurance athlete, it's been a really interesting transition into speed workouts and speed training overall. So we talk a little bit about what we've been doing. Just before we recorded this podcast, we did 3x-mile repeats with 6-minute rest at around 7:30 pace, and it was a tough workout. So we talk a little bit about that, and then we go into some other training and what Pat plans to do over the summer regarding video, and dives into some goals and aspirations of his. I hope you enjoy this one and have a good day.
So how did you like training with me for the past like 5 or 6 weeks, whatever it was? How did you like doing the sprint training? I know it was a little different from what you normally would do, but how'd you like it overall?
I really like it. In a few different ways, and I really hate it in some ways. Mm-hmm. I like it because it's like short and sweet. You guys like, you do like, all the workouts are like under an hour, and the actual time that you're putting in like intense effort is like, I don't know, under 20 minutes for most of the workouts, and you just kind of push really hard and then you relax. I like that. I don't like the actual workouts, just because my body's not really accustomed to it, like, mm-hmm. just going all out. My body's used to going for long periods of time, like acceleration, deceleration, and then just keep going for a long period of time. But I like being able to like adapt my body in new ways and like learn, like seeing how I'd never really seen like a speed training program like this before, so it's kind of cool to learn it and see what it's like.
Yeah, I feel that. It was new for me back in the fall, and it was definitely kind of an eye-opening change for my body, just because, you know, it was just like really, like you said, really short intervals but really fast, so then you didn't have much rest.
Yeah,
so I mean, but like I like it now that like I'm used to it, so I think it's one of those things you just kind of have to adapt to. But mm-hmm. did it make your body feel good, or how did that feel over the course of the 6 weeks? Like, how was it at the beginning, and then how was it at the end? Did you notice like any like changes with yourself?
Yeah, I felt my legs getting just stronger. Mm-hmm. Overall. Yeah, I think I adapted pretty well to it. But I would like to, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see like how, if I can stick with you this whole summer session and see if my body like is able to handle it.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I don't know. It'll just be a completely different type of training for me that I've never really done fully, like, consistently. So, like, every week, at the end of the week, I'm going to ask you how you feel. And mm-hmm. if you're like, yeah, I'm chilling, and I'm, like, dead, then we'll know.
Yeah.
But I thought the training that we were doing was not, like, crazy intense. Like, the 200 workouts we did were really tough for me. But a lot of like the hill workouts, like it was kind of like I could handle that. We just did a lot of striding, and that was pretty light. So yeah, my body held up pretty well. But I think like I said, we'll see how it goes over the summer.
Yeah, the summer training is definitely good. It's just like it's a lot more mileage. It just kind of focuses on building that strong base for the rest of whatever you're doing from the end of August to whatever point you're training to. But no, it's definitely feels good. Like today was just a lot of, it was under a stride, it was more of a jog, just kind of staying comfortable.
Yeah,
and
seven,
just hitting the, it was just all about hitting the time, like under 7:30. So I felt good today. Did you feel good?
Yeah, I felt good. I mean, it definitely wasn't like a jog for me. It was like a I don't know, 7:30 pace is like I could hold it for a while, but it's like it's taxing after like 3 miles, like I'm a little bit sore. My knees can feel it. So yeah. But I like that workout a lot.
Yeah. But no, I'm excited for the summer. Definitely it's gonna feel good and see where you are at the end of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
do you want to explain what your plan is for the like the recording stuff, GoPro?
Oh yeah, so every week I'm gonna record the 6 days, five, 6 days of workouts that we do. Yeah. And I kind of just want to track, keep that, and like see like kind of just like the progression over the summer of what we do and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I'd kind of like to save it up like in my computer and maybe put some other stuff like, you know I won't be able to film my training when I'm at school because it's just not like possible, but like
you don't think your coach would let you?
No, never. He's like super secretive. Like really? If he knew I shared that workout with you, he'd get mad. The workout plan, but like no, it's just like yeah, I mean, but I would like to put that in like as an intro to like I'm gonna definitely film all the places I go next year and stuff like that to have it. Yeah,
travel would be cool.
Kind of hopefully build it up to the Olympic trials. So I think it's kind of cool to see like a lot of people don't see the summer work you do. I feel like that's kind of like a cutout.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people would be more interested in the stuff you do in season
than
the stuff you do over the summer. But I mean, the summer sets you up for the fall, which sets you up for the season. So I think.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
See. Yeah.
How it's like invisible to everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like it's just you know it's there, but like nobody else does.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. Like, people probably would never think that, like, I'd do, like, 3 mile repeats and go for, like, 25-minute runs and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's kind of, it'll be kind of interesting to, like, put it in a video and, it'll be interesting. So, I don't think it'll be kind of a cool video by next year.
What are you trying to, like, share it? Like, how do you want to share it?
I don't know. I didn't really think about that. I mean, I probably wouldn't put it on Instagram because I'm just not like that.
Yeah.
But like maybe like put some like cool clips of it on like TikTok or like maybe I was even make like a YouTube just to like dump all my clips into just so that I'm not storing them all on my computer.
TikTok's hot right now. Like if you post something on there, it's like if it's quality, it's like I don't know, I feel like it has a good shot to blow up. Like I've been in one video on TikTok and it blew up.
Yeah.
Like 5 million views.
Yeah, it just takes like that one video. So I don't know, like I feel like it'd be cool once you get like some places in there and stuff like that. I feel like it'd be kind of cool to like show people.
Yeah.
Because like people like are kind of like interested in that stuff.
Yeah. People just want to see what they're not able to.
Yeah.
Or they like, I don't know. It's a lot of work to obviously do what you're doing. So if people can just take a look and like see what you're doing with no work by just opening up an app, I think that's what draws people.
Yeah. So I was thinking about doing that, but yeah, probably not on like social media. I mean, I don't really want to post that stuff, but maybe I'll like make it, maybe I'll make like a YouTube channel just to like put like a bunch of stuff on so I'm not like saving everything on my computer, but yeah, probably just that way.
Yeah. You can use I don't know how much storage YouTube has, but Google Drive works well too. If you want to just have like a folder of everything you have, you can just dump everything. Like me and the guys I go hiking with, we just dump everything on a shared Google Drive and that works well.
Yeah, that's actually because it has unlimited storage, right?
It has, there's different plans. It's like 50 gigs, 200 gigs, and like 350.
You have to pay for them?
Yeah, it's like, I think it's 99 cents a month. Or
do you pay that, or?
I split it with the other guys.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, it's really cheap.
It's like 40 cents a month or something?
Yeah.
Well, that's not that bad.
And it's cool because like, before we did that, I was never able to see the shots that Stas and Joey took. And now they just dump it on there and we can all look at it.
Yeah, that's dope. Cool. Are you guys gonna like make a movie, do you think? Like
we've made like 3 different movies. They're all kind of like they're all decent because they all only use like a few clips. But yeah, I mean I made the drop shot one I made. I think that shot's so sick. I mean, I don't know what other people think about it, but I think it's like it's a really cool view of like the mountain and like it's a risk too. It's like if you drop it the wrong way, like
you can lose it.
Yeah, so I don't know. I like that type of stuff.
Do you think what are your plans for the summer? For I know you're really into hiking. Do you have any like big trips planned, or are you just kind of just going with the flow for now?
I don't have any big trips planned. Kind of just winging it, to be honest. It's like, and I kind of like that about it because you can just kind of say, like, yeah, let's go hiking this weekend and do like a. We're 2 hours from the mountains, so like. it's pretty easy to get up there. If I were to do something like out west, where I would go a lot bigger, I would definitely like try to plan it out. But for now, I'm just kind of using New Hampshire as my training ground, I guess.
Yeah.
Until I've only hiked like for, I don't know, a few months, like not seriously, but just like bigger mountains. So I think it'll take a while to build up that like endurance.
It's pretty dope though, man. It's just like,
I love it. It's like, it's such a full experience. And the weird thing is it always like starts off boring. Like I haven't had a hike where I'm like at the beginning, I'm like, yeah, this is so lit. It's just like walking through the woods.
Yeah.
But as you progress through it, it's like just the intensity of it builds up. Like the, I don't know. You get to the top and you just see this beautiful, like, whatever. If it's a sunset or if it's just the skyline, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, it'd be cool to go out west.
Yeah.
Maybe to, like, one of, like, the national parks or something like that. And
yeah, I would really like to do that.
Some really cool trails. Okay, that'd be pretty cool.
Are you interested in that at all?
I could be, yeah. Man, yeah. I feel like, I don't know. Like, I'm not really, like, I get bored. Like, I like kind of just, like, going, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like you said, like, kind of like uninterested in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if I went, did a really good one, I'd be pretty interested in doing it. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, you could come with us sometime. I didn't really ask because I just figured you didn't want to, like, stress your body.
Yeah.
Because I know Sunday's a rest day for you. But, I mean, yeah, if you want
to. Yeah, it'd be dope to do it once. I would definitely do it.
But,
be dope, though.
Yeah.
We could definitely go down to Virginia and do it.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Because I know a lot of people do it there.
That would be fucking sick.
It's like the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think, yeah, we should do that this summer. Like, head down to Blacksburg. It's like 10-hour drive. I mean, it's not really, like, it's not that bad.
I mean, I think,
stay there. You could do, like, a long weekend.
Yeah.
If you left on, like, a Thursday, like, afternoon, you get there, like, if you left on, like, Thursday morning, and then.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. I mean, my apartment's open, so that'd be crazy. Because I know there's, like, I see people's, like, Instagrams, and there's all kinds of, like, really cool, like, it's almost like a watering hole in the middle of the woods. Like, people, like, jump off cliffs into them and stuff, but, like, it's in the middle of the woods.
Do you know the elevation out there?
I haven't really checked it out.
But. I'll check it out on All Trails, because that's the cool thing. Like, you can, on All Trails, you can literally just type in any area, and it gives you all the trails and then a bunch of ratings, too.
That's pretty cool.
So, like, the ratings will be from, like, 30 minutes ago. Like, people will post it right as they finish, and you can just read that and see how the trail conditions are. So, in reality, you could kind of go up, like, any mountain and just understand a little bit about it before you go, which is good, because if you didn't have that information, like, anything can happen when you go up like that amount of feet elevation. It can completely change from how it is at the bottom. But yeah, it's really cool. So I'll check out Virginia. That'd be dope.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I don't know.
Yeah, it's probably good. Like, we hit every topic we wanted to. All right. Bad. How long was it?